Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Jaya Prabhupada. Jai Nityalila Pravishnam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Vaivachakacharya Siddhartha Sri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Sri Harinam Sankirtan Yoga Ki Kanta Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Gaur Vipamanandi All Gaur Assembled Devotees All Gaur Assembled Devotees All Gaur Assembled Devotees All Gaur All Gaur to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8 Chapter 19, entitled The Lord Begs Charity from Bali Maharaj. And we're reading verses from 5 to 10. So I'll do the Sanskrit of 10, and then we'll go back to 5 and read until 10. Evam sa nichitya ripo shariram adavata. Nivivishe. Asura Indra, Swasa Anila, Antahita, Sukshmadeha, Tatpana Gandrena, Vivignacheta, Evam Sanichitya Ripo Sharigam, Adavatoni Visheshe Surendra Swasani Lanta Hita Sukshmadehas Tatpana Gandrena Vivigna Cheta Evam Chani Chitya Ripo Sharigam Adhavatoni Visheshu Atavatoni vivishe surendra Swasani lanta hita sukshmadehas Tatpana gandrena vivigna chetta Evam sanichitya ripo sarigam Adavato nivivishe surendra Swasani lantarita sukshmadehas Tatpana gandrena vivigna chitta anyone else? So I'll read from 5. Oh, let me do the word for word, sorry. Evam, in this way, sa, he, Lord Vishnu, nichitya, deciding, ripo, of the enemy, sariram, the body, adavata, who was running after him with great force, nivivishe, entered, Asura Indra, O king of the demons, Maharaj Bali, Shwasa Anila, through the breathing, Antarhita, invisible, Sukshma Deha, in his finer body, Tat Prana Gandrena, through the whole of the nostril, Vivigna, Cheta, being very anxious. Let me read from 5, so there'll be some succession. 5 says, it was, and this is Vamadev speaking to Bali. Bali spoke to Vamana, and Vamana is responding. It was in your dynasty that Hiranyaksha was born. Carrying only his own club, he wandered the globe alone without assistance to conquer all directions, and no hero he met could rival him. Text 6. When delivering the earth from the Garbhodaka sea, Lord Vishnu, in his incarnation as the boar, a boar, killed Hiranyaksha, who had appeared before him. The fight was severe, and the Lord killed Hiranyaksha with great difficulty. Later, as the Lord thought about the uncommon prowess of Hiranyaksha, he felt himself victorious indeed. 7. When Hiranyakashipu heard the news of his brothers being killed, with great anger, he went to the residence of Vishnu, the killer of his brother, wanting to kill Lord Vishnu. Text 8. Seeing Hiranyakashipu coming forward, bearing a trident in his hand, like personified death, Lord Vishnu, the best of all mystics and the knower of the progress of time, thought as follows. 9. Wheresoever I go, Hiranyakashipu will follow me, as death follows all living entities. Therefore, it is better for me to enter the core of his heart, for then, because of his power to see only externally, he will not see me. Lord Vamana, this is 10, continued, O king of the demons, after Lord Vishnu made this decision, he entered the body of his enemy, Hiranyakashipu, who was running after him with great force. In his subtle body, inconceivable to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Vishnu, who was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakashipu's nostril along with his breath. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Supreme Personality of God is already in the core of everyone's heart. Ishwa Savabhutanam Rideshe Jurantishtati. Bhagavad Gita 18:61. Logically, therefore, it was not at all difficult for Lord Vishnu to enter Hiranyakashipu's body. The word Vivigna Chita, very anxious, is significant. It is not that Lord Vishnu was afraid of Hiranyakashipu. Rather, because of compassion, Lord Vishnu was in anxiety about how to act for his welfare. Evam sanichitya ripo sariram adavato nivishesh surendra swashani lanta rita sukshma dehas tat prana gandrena vivigna cheta. Lord Vamadev continued, O king of the demons, after Lord Vishnu made this decision, he entered the body of his enemy, Hiranyakashipu, who was running after him with great force. In his subtle body, inconceivable to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Vishnu, who was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakashipu's nostril along with his breath. Om Jnana Timirandasya, Jnananjala Shalakaya, Chakshu Umilitam Jena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam, Shtapitam Jena Bhutale, Swayam Upakadamadam, Dathati Swapadantikam, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadada, Shivasadi, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Vanchakal Patubhyacha, Kripa Sinyubhyayvacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatateshtarine. So basically, Prabhupada never wrote the Bhagavatam. Many times we have different instances where Prabhupada would ask to read the books, he would read his own books. We hear from different secretaries, servants, devotees. We also know that Prabhupada used to listen to his lectures. There's an instance in London, Tibhuvanath Prabhu recalls, that right after the lecture, when Prabhupada sat on his seat in his office, then he has to listen to the lecture. So Prabhupada would many times say that, I did not write these books and I'm not speaking. That Krishna is speaking and Krishna is writing. So there's a story in Bombay with Bhagavat Prabhu and Tamal Krishna Maharaj. Prabhupada wanted them to come and listen to him speaking to the life members. And Prabhupada told them that if you don't hear from me, then how will you learn? Someone should give him a cushion, pillow. Go, take it. How you will learn. So Prabhupada asked them some questions about the books and they could not respond. So Prabhupada said that you don't read the books. And he explains that in the morning when I sit for translation, I sit here and then Krishna stands just next to me. And he tells me what to do and I dictate. So therefore we understand that actually the books that are written by Prabhupada are written directly from Krishna. Therefore when we study the Bhagavatam, we have to have this understanding that all the different opinions that Prabhupada is speaking about social, political, family, all these different ideas that he's speaking about, this is actually Krishna's opinion, this is Krishna's views, this is Krishna's mind. So when we read the Bhagavatam, immediately whatever we hear, whatever we see, this is Krishna speaking directly to us. It's not Krishna. It's not, Prabhupada. It's Krishna through Prabhupada. And for someone who understands the verse in the Gita that says that one who controls the mind, the super soul is already reached, then it's not difficult to understand. It's explained that if you control the mind, then immediately Krishna can actually speak to you. It's like if you have a pipe and the water is flowing down, but if at one point the pipe there's a bottleneck, the water will not flow. So Krishna speaks directly to the living entity, to the pure living entity directly. We know that when Prabhupada was in L.A. in the 70s, he decided to go back to America. So he told Tamal Krishna Maharaj later that, actually I didn't want to go back. You'll see that also in this book, Mumbai is my office. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj is actually recalling the story that later on when Prabhupada was leaving his body, he said, you know, when I left America, Dwarkadish, which is Dwarkadish in L.A., told me to go. And then I told Dwarkadish that I don't go because in America it's doing so good. And Dwarkadish said, no, you go. So Krishna told him directly that you should go back to India. And later he said that I understood now that having the temple in Vrindavan is worth 10 temples in the West. So understanding this verse, that one who controls the mind, the super soul is already reached, it's not amazing. Because the living entity is meant, Rishikina, Rishikina, Bhakti Uchate, the senses of the Lord, or the main senses, an extension, our senses are an extension of the Lord's senses. That means that Krishna's desire goes through the senses of the pure devotee. It's explained that on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Arjuna was shooting his arrows and killing, he wasn't killing. It's Krishna that was killing. One who kills in this world does not kill. You know, there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita that says, it's a dangerous verse, it's not something to apply. But if a pure devotee acts in a certain way, he's not acting because he's the instrument of the Lord. In the same way that we are also acting under the order of the Lord, but through Maya, his external energy. That we be conditioned or non-conditioned, we have to act under Krishna's energy. But because we are conditioned and because of the false ego and because we are stopping the Lord from speaking to us because of the bottleneck that is our false ego, Krishna cannot speak to us. It's not going through. So he acts through us, through Maya, which is directed by Krishna, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharachara. So the pure devotee never acts on his own behalf. He always acts on Krishna's behalf. This is important to understand. So we only can understand these books through parampara, because Krishna flows through the parampara. Like in that verse today, it's a difficult verse to understand unless you understand the purport. It says that Vishnu is in anxiety. So we see Hiranyakashipu charging against Vishnu, and it says that Vishnu is in anxiety. So people who don't understand Lord Vishnu and don't understand the parampara, don't understand the essence of the scriptures, can't understand that he was in anxiety for his life. It could be easily interpreted when he says, Lord Vishnu was in great anxiety. But his anxiety wasn't for his fear of his life, because Vishnu's already in the heart of Hiranyakashipu. It's because he was compassionate. He was thinking, how am I going to help this? Obviously, this is a pastime, because this is Krishna and Jaya and Vijay. But his compassion or his anxiety was for the living entity. How we can save the living entity. This is the mood of the Lord. So we can understand this reflection through the purport of an intense feeling of the Lord. Prabhupada gives the example of a rich man who has a son, and the son becomes a beggar. So the father is really suffering. He's thinking, what is my son doing? I have so much money, you can eat properly, you have a nice house, but no, you're deciding to go beg in the street. Prabhupada was giving the example of the hippies. They came from very rich families, but they decided to just give up everything. So it's very painful for the father or the mother that their son has rejected them, or the daughter is rejecting. And here they are, and they're just living, and they're thinking, why don't you just come to me? So Krishna is feeling like this, and Prabhupada explained that the anxiety of Krishna is greater than our anxiety of the material world. Krishna is suffering more. Obviously, it's not our suffering, but like Prabhupada gives the example that when the gopis, they were waiting, and they were stopping Vidura from bringing Krishna to Mathura, they lay down, and they were in great anxiety. And Prabhupada said that anxiety was greatest pleasure. But they cannot understand that. But Krishna has that his anxiety. He wants the living entities to come back. It's like your children, and the children are rejecting you. Imagine you create a big thing, you create a big project, and you pay people, you put them in different position, and when it's a time to organize and do the thing, someone's saying, I don't want to play. So Krishna is like this. He creates a creation. Everything is an expansion of himself. All this is done for his enjoyment, and someone says, I don't want to play. What are you doing? You're supposed to do what I say. I created you. And we say, no, I don't want. So then it forces him to create the material world, because out of love, he's thinking, oh, my children want to enjoy in a certain way. Let me create it. Let me them enjoy. And then he has to arrange for them to come back. So he sends the devotees, he sends the books, he sends the different sadhus, and then in this way he can bring them back. But the anxiety of the Lord is great, an amazing anxiety that he wants to bring back his children back. So the devotee understands the anxiety of the Lord. The devotee, there's a letter here from Prabhupada. Prabhupada said that the devotee knows that the Lord wants all the fallen souls to come back home, and therefore the devotee always tries to induce the conditioned soul. So the advanced devotee, because he loves Krishna, actually listen to this, Prabhupada is saying here. Why I have come to your country? Because to make you Krishna conscious. So there is love of Krishna. Otherwise, why? What is the business? I have come to you. I have no business. Because I love Krishna, I want to see everybody in the world to become Krishna conscious. So the devotee is taking on the burden of the Lord, is taking on the anxiety of the Lord. Because the pure devotee is a servant of the Lord. Like when the gopis heard that Krishna had a headache, then when Narada Muni said, I just need the dust, they gave the dust from their feet. I always remember Saraswat Maharaj in one of his books wrote that if you're on the altar and you touch your feet and then you touch the deities, you go to hell. So the gopis answered the same thing, that we're going to go to hell. And they didn't say like that. I'm sorry, Narada Muni said that if you give the dust, you're not scared to go to hell. And they say, we don't mind. If Krishna can be relieved from the headache, then we don't mind suffering. So the pure devotee in this way also, he takes on the anxiety of the Lord. He expands as the desire of the Lord to save the conditioned soul. So whenever the devotee goes somewhere, he's always thinking how to save the conditioned soul. Now it's easy for us to, when someone is disfigured, for example, they don't have an arm, or their face is totally burnt, or someone is poor, he's not eating on the street, we can feel some compassion. But when they spoke about prasad distribution, Prabhupada said prasad should be for everyone, poor and rich, because everyone is poor spiritually. But we don't have that vision that when we see someone, they're dying. Prabhupada has, there's another quote here Prabhupada says. He says, so if you actually feel for your country, for your community, for your people, just spread this Krishna consciousness. They're dying. So Prabhupada is saying that they're actually dying. You spread this Krishna consciousness, they'll come again to life, and everything will actually be beautiful. That is my request. So it's difficult to have this vision to see when we see people that they're actually dying spiritually. Because if we actually saw this, naturally we would go and want to give them Krishna consciousness. Now someone is poor, someone has no money, we give them money, we feel compassion. But we don't have this spiritual vision to actually see. You know the story of Vasudev Dutt in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'll just read it to you because it's easier. So Vasudev is telling that my Lord, first of all, Vasudev had asked a question to the Lord that I need you. Vasudev Dutt, there's two, it was actually according to Prabhupada and Chaitanya Charitamrita, was Prahlad Maharaj. So he said that I have a request. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, what is it? He said, no, you first tell me what's the request. You first approve my request, then I will tell you. So then he says that my Lord, my heart breaks to see the suffering of all conditioned souls. Therefore I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head. Now imagine, we have one life and we're here for billions of years of karma. So he says, my dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in hellish condition. Imagine taking the karma of the whole universe. This is quite a position. But he says, I don't mind that if you can't relieve them like this, I'll take the karma and I will take them. I'll accept all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish the diseased material life. So that is the devotee. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he started trembling and tears started flowing from his eyes. Because we know in the Gita it says that one who preaches my glory is very dear to me. So who is dearer to Krishna than someone who takes on the mission of the Lord to relieve the anxiety of the Lord, to bring back all his living entities back to him? Prabhupada made a statement that for Sankirtan devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would, at the time of death, he would force himself into the mind of the Sankirtan devotee. Like if he didn't think of him, he would force himself in. Such is important, this preaching mission. We know that Giriraj Maharaj had asked one question to Prabhupada. It's also a question that was asked at different time. And the question that was in a train going, I think, Hyderabad, I'm not sure of the train. And he asked Prabhupada, that how can we repay you the debt? He said, you can never repay the debt to the spiritual master, but you can preach. So the devotee understands, the pure devotee understands the great anxiety of the Lord, like Vasudev Dutt. There's also the story of Rantidev. Rantidev Maharaj was just thinking of the conditioned soul, of the living entity. Rantidev was many times giving his food away. Whatever prasad he had, he would give away. And then one day, he fasted for 48 days. And when it was time to break the fast, one Brahmin came, he gave half of his food. Another man came, it was a Shudra, he gave half of what he had. Then another man came with many dogs. He had many dogs, so he fed the dogs, he fed the man. Then there was nothing else to eat. 48 days fasting. And then he was thinking, I'll just drink the water. And then one Chandala came, he gave the water. So that is the mercy of the devotee. This is the heart of the devotee. It says that the heart of the devotee is like butter, honey, and nectar. And the condition of the mind of the devotee is like sunshine. So because the mind of the devotee is so pure, on butter and honey, it melts. So the heart of the devotee always melts. Paradukaduki. Always feeling for the suffering of others. Prabhupada always felt, like we know the story of Bhaktisiddhanta, he was giving sannyas to one disciple and his wife came to pick him up. And Bhaktisiddhanta, Prabhupada says, cried. And one of the main feelings of Prabhupada, he never wanted anyone to leave Krishna consciousness. He wanted always to make arrangements because they feel, they know that if you lose the opportunity of Krishna consciousness in this life, if you take an animal birth, it could be for billions of years, you won't get the opportunity. But they actually feel like this. They feel this powerful feeling. So this heart is melting. And also the heart is like nectar. Because when you put nectar in sunshine, it liquefies. So the heart is liquid like nectar. So the heart of the pure devotee is always very soft and so melting. And he always feels for the devotee. He feels materially for people, for conditioned soul. And he feels for them spiritually. Therefore, the devotee is always engaged in welfare work, which is Krishna consciousness. So the first point was that the anxiety of the Lord here. Now, the first point is to understand that ultimately Krishna speaks through the pure devotee. And we understand the scriptures through the pure devotee. So the anxiety of the Lord is understood as the anxiety in a compassion way. How can I help this conditioned soul? The second point was that the devotee understanding the mind of the Lord takes on the anxiety of the Lord wanting to liberate the conditioned soul. Now, one of the dangers, the most dangerous thing in spiritual life is complacence. Imagine you're advancing in Krishna consciousness and every 2-3 years, there's a story of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. I told this story before. He was giving at the GBC meeting in San Diego. And he said, why is it that it seems that the bhaktas are making more advancement than us? And he explained, because they actually give up more. There's so much enthusiasm. They give up so much. But as we grow up in Krishna consciousness, many times we become complacent. So let's say you lose 2% of your enthusiasm every 2 years. In 10 years, 20% it went down. Where we sit down into a routine of Krishna consciousness. I get up for Mangalati. I do this. I do these activities. And that routine is a complacent routine. Bhakti Siddhanta used to want to, you know, in the python story, when Prahlad Maharaj meet the python, you mean this sadhu who was living as a python, in one purport Prabhupada says that Bhakti Siddhanta did not like his disciples to become fat because they become lazy. So he would always organize for things to different projects to keep them on the edge, to always do something so they always be enthusiastic and they would never fall into complacency. Prabhupada also, he would, you know, would be in the train, tell them, please get off, start a center here, do this, do that. He would always challenge his disciples. But without that challenge, it's very difficult to advance. We become complacent. And that complacency is what is going to kill us. Prabhupada, doing a conversation, he had explained that if you don't preach, you will not be able to maintain deity worship. Obviously, you have Bhagavat Mark and you have Panchayatriki Mark. There's two tracks, Bhakti Siddhanta explained. One is keeps us pure, the other one is preaching. Obviously, Bhagavat Mark is the most important in this age. But Srila Prabhupada explained to us that if you don't do Panchayatriki Mark, if you don't do deity worship, if you don't do the temple program, you can't stay pure. But in this conversation, he explained that if you don't preach, you won't feel the inspiration to maintain the temple program, which are maintaining you pure. And then Prabhupada used the word churcherers. You will become churcherers. Like people who are in a church, they just go to the church. So if we don't preach, then we won't be able to maintain the system because we won't feel the enthusiasm to do it. But when you preach, you feel the enthusiasm to become more and more advanced. You go in the temple, you see the deities, you're happy, you offer obeisances, you take care of the deities, and then you go and then you preach. But without that preaching spirit, Prabhupada said, it's going to be haribol, haribol, and it is going to be finished. So this compassion that the pure devotees have, we have to also embed it in ourselves. We always have to remember why we join Krishna consciousness. That means that we always have to preach, we always have to give back the gift that Prabhupada gave us. That means that it doesn't mean that we have to be super big book distributors. It means that everyone that we see, some way or another, we have to be able to assess people. There's preaching within the devotees and there's preaching outside of the devotees. The senior devotees should preach in a loving manner to the junior devotees, helping them to make spiritual advancement. Sometimes the senior devotees that are not doing good in Krishna consciousness, obviously the junior cannot preach to them, but there's ways to do it by serving them, by giving them prasad, by going through other senior devotees. So we have to preach to ourselves and help ourselves to become strong. That is preaching. And then there's preaching to other people that we meet. People come and we have to assess at what level can we actually help them, because if that person doesn't get the chance of Krishna consciousness, maybe meeting you. And when we preach, we have to be careful not to misuse our independence. And we have independence. We can preach, we can't preach. We can get angry, we don't have to get angry. In the sense that sometimes we're doing book distribution, we're speaking to people, and then we have ego. Well, false ego stops us from doing a certain way. So, but I have the independence to do it or not to do it. So we have to be careful not to misuse our independence. Because now we're already on the boat, we're already back to Krishna, we're already there. So now we just have to be able to distribute at the same time as we go. But part of the program is that we have to feel compassion for others. So that we distribute books on the train, we distribute prasad, or we just say a few words. Many times Prabhupada would, when interviews would come, he would ask them to give him water. So they did Agata Sukriti. Like Maitreya, he did Agata Sukriti so he could see the conversation with Krishna. It's because of Agata Sukriti, unknown devotional service. So the more we can do, give them something that they can hold on for next life, they can continue. This is what we have to do. This is actually what why we're here. But if, especially for Brahmacharis, if we become complacent, Grihasthas also, but Grihasthas in a certain area, but still we have to not become complacent and be mechanical. Isn't it in Nectar of Instruction, they explain to us we have to be enthusiastic. Without enthusiasm there can be nothing, if we're not enthusiastic. And you shouldn't follow the rules to follow them and not follow them. So we have to be in a part where we do things in a very regulated manner and also in a very conscious manner. So that anxiety that the Lord has, which is to save the conditioned soul, the pure devotee is taking it, and that's why we're here. That's what Prabhupada is saying. What am I doing here? Why am I come here? You think I came for money? He doesn't come for money. He didn't leave Vrindavan for this. He came because he loves Krishna, and he knows Krishna's mind. He knows that Krishna wants all these living entities to come back to him. That's why Vasudev Dad was so merciful. Like Vasudev. Vasudev was a leper. He had leprosy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could feel that Vasudev missed him. Vasudev wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a village, but Chaitanya had left already. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could feel his devotee calling him, so he came back to him. And Vasudev had worms on his scars. And one worm fell down. He picked it up and put it back on his wound. We can't even tolerate one ant. But that is a mercy. Let them live and let me die. In the mature world, no one can tolerate anyone, and everyone wants everything to die. Like in America, we have 6 acres land, 5 acres land. But the non-devotees, they want to exterminate everything. They don't allow anything. They're doing the house so tight that no other living entity can live. This is envy. Envy of Krishna comes to the living entity. They don't want anything to live apart from them. They see an ant, immediately they squish it. They don't have to kill the ant, but they'll squish it. It's like a natural reaction. Let's kill it. But the devotee is different. He feels compassion because his heart has become soft. And one of the proof of our spiritual advancement is if our heart is becoming soft. We have to feel. Prabhupada's heart was so soft, not only spiritually, but materially. He was always taking care of the devotees. He wanted to make sure that they were satisfied, they were happy, they were taken care of. Even the ladies, he was so nice to them. Sometimes the ladies would come, he would let them go. He would see the soul. He would see the spiritual reality. So we have to come to that point of developing. And if we don't have it, we have to do it out of duty. So we shouldn't, obviously, we shouldn't give up at any time this compassion or take on this mission of the Lord, which is to give to others this Krishna consciousness. And that can be done in many ways. Just by being nice to people. If you're in an office, you're working, you're at school, you don't necessarily have, because you have to know how to preach. If you preach too heavy, they won't take. Prabhupada is so compassionate. If you read in this, in the 12th chapter, when he says, if you can't do this, do this, you can't do this, do that. And in the purport, he said that when people give charity, not even to a spiritual cause, just charity, they have started their devotional service. This is in the purport. Because Prabhupada can see, whatever they do now, they will advance. It's not that everyone has to be like us. In the same way, Prabhupada didn't expect everyone to be like him at the same time. He understood people's advancement, took it, and used it in Krishna consciousness in this way. So we have to be expert preachers in giving something to everyone so they can... Because when people come to you, they don't come out of chance. Chance doesn't exist. In the discussion between Kaushalya Mataji and Prabhupada in Hawaii, she was giving all these stories about instinct and chance, and Prabhupada said, there's no chance. There's the super soul. When the baby comes out of the womb and goes to the breast, it's no chance. He's done it for millions of lifetimes. It's experience. And then when he says that all the birds are coming because you're throwing so much bread, it's a super soul telling them to come. So there's no chance. So if someone comes to you, and someone other, you have a chance to give them Krishna consciousness, and you don't give it to them, then that's a great sin. But it doesn't mean you have to bombard them and shave them, and this doesn't happen overnight. But you have to give them a taste. Oh, this devotee was very nice. Tell them about Krishna, tell them about the temple, give a book, give something. And that is taking on the burden of Krishna. And then Krishna becomes so happy. When Kapiladev was speaking to his mother, he smiled, devotee. And Prabhupada in the purport says that if Krishna smiles at you, what else do you want? So we just need Krishna to smile, and Krishna will smile at us by pleasing Guru, and Krishna will become very satisfied. So the third point is that, the first point was that Krishna speaks to the pure devotee. This verse that one who controls the mind, the super soul is already reached, is extremely important. It means that Krishna, like Prabhupada told Bhagavan, that one day you will put your hand on Krishna's shoulder, he'll put his hand on your shoulder, and you'll see him face to face. So this is a reality. At the moment you control your mind, Krishna will be able to speak to you. Like when sometimes we have instinct. Krishna is speaking to us, but we don't. It's like the little voice. Like one day I went on the train, and the little voice was telling me, don't put the phone in your backpack. I put it and then someone stole it. So these are little things, but Krishna speaks to us in different ways. He'll take care of everything, every little detail Krishna will give us. We just have to be subservient. But to be subservient means we have to control the mind, we have to surrender the mind. So one who controls the mind, the super soul is already reached. So obviously, whatever Prabhupada did, that was Krishna directly. And therefore he's explaining that purport, and that purport said Krishna's in anxiety. It doesn't mean Krishna's in anxiety for himself, he's in anxiety for the conditioned soul. And then the pure devotee takes on that anxiety and preaches and comes and sacrifices his life for that. Prahlad Maharaj says that, I don't care for these for myself, I only care for these fools and rascals. Nishingadev told Prahlad, what do you want? Nothing, I'm not a businessman. But if you can save my father, he said, just your father, the father of your father, 14 generations up and down. That's why Bali was saved, Virochan was saved. That's why Banasura was saved. Why? Because he's part of the same family, so Krishna came directly. They became devotees. So we take on the burden of our gurus, of Prabhupada, our gurus, and we also try to preach and give to others. So we practice the temple program and we preach. And even if we have jobs and different ways, we can do it. There's ways to do it by being nice, giving a book, cultivation. And we have to be able to follow up. Like when I joined, senior devotees are always asked, how, are you chanting your rounds? Are you doing good? Are you doing this? But this changed in ISKCON because there was a lot of changes. And when people do this now, it's not looked very well. But we always did it. We all ask, are you chanting your rounds? Are you doing good? But people feel it like an offense now. But it's not an offense. The senior devotee is taking care. Are you doing okay? Are you doing... Like when... who came to see Ram's father? To say Vishwamitra, right? So when Vishwamitra came, he didn't say, how are you doing? He says, how is your path on the cycle of birth and death, relieving birth and death? Hi, how are you doing? Hi. No, the devotee is asking, how are you doing spiritually? Are you doing okay? And then the senior devotee gives a lot of love, the junior devotee serve, and then you can create this coercion, this life that is there. So we always have to check on each other. We have to check on other people that are non-devotees. And then when we do this, Krishna gives mercy. And then we can purify our senses, we purify the mind, and Krishna will speak to us directly, and we will become very strong in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. All goes to Prabhupada. Is there any questions or comments? Yes, Mata. Can someone give her the... Prabhu? Can you give her the...
Hare Krishna Prabhu, you said, you quoted the verse, for one who controls the mind, the super soul is already rich. But you didn't tell us how to control the mind.
What is it?
You didn't tell us how to control the mind.
You just follow Prabhupada. You said, by Prabhupada said by practice, obviously. But if you do the... We have to be dutiful. Bhagavad Gita is just duty, 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 duty. Bhagavatam starts after that. The problem is we always listen to the mind. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta said you beat it in the morning, you beat it at night. Was it shoe in the morning or the broom? The shoe and the broom. It looks foolish when you think about it, but the mind's always disturbing us. So if you do your duty, the mind, if you... Vama Bhuta Prasanatman Asochitina Kangshati. When you transcend the modes, then there's no problem. The problem is, it's like one devotee was in the shower saying, oh, I'm so happy today. And the temple president in Montreal told me, he says, yeah, he's just happy today because the shower is good. But Jenny, what happens is, you know, it's cold outside, you're not happy, it's nice, it's sunny today, we're happy, it's too hot, it's too that. This is how our mind goes. But if we can be dutiful, that like Prabhupada, Matra Sparsha Tu Kunteya, like I cook in the kitchen, I could never figure out that verse that for the woman it's very difficult in the month of May and June. Yeah, it's really tough, it's hot. You come out of the kitchen, you're sweating. But still she's cooking. And the, you know, so we do our duties, we do what we have to do. That's how the mind is controlled, by doing the duty. And if we have problems, we have to reveal our mind. If you're sick, you go to the doctor. The problem is we're always trying to present an image of ourselves that is not us. And that is what's stopping us spiritually. We're trying to show to the world, I'm a very advanced devotee. There's a story told by an English devotee that, I don't know if it's Kulashekhar, but one devotee came in the room and Prabhupada said, how are you doing? Prabhupada was very jovial. And the devotee said, oh, falling down and this and that. And Prabhupada started laughing and laughing and laughing, really laughing. And Prabhupada said, don't worry, it happens. Like a child, you go up, you down, you go and you go down. And then when the devotee was leaving, he said, but don't think that you are advanced. So it means that we have to be ourselves, we have to understand our level of spirituality, and based on the level we can advance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to explain that first you take a base, and from that base you make advancement. Today I chant 2 rounds, and 3 months I'll take 3 rounds, and 4 rounds. So we shouldn't try to present ourselves as pure devotees. We're not pure devotees. And that is the problem stopping us, because we're working for the image and not for the inside. But if we can be humble enough to be who we are, and then gradually everything will naturally come. So if there's a problem, go to the doctor. I can't control my mind, and the doctor will help in that sense. Is it okay? Any other questions or comments? No? Yes. Can someone give him the mic, please?
Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. The question is, when you perform the complacent which develop in our heart, what would be the major reason for it? The root cause for that complacency.
We don't want to surrender. We thinking that we don't... It's not that we became devotees, we have no more envy. If we had no envy for Krishna, we would be surrendered in 1 second. But we're still thinking that I want to enjoy. Arjuna was lusty on the battlefield. He wasn't looking, running after women and all this. Lusty means he wanted to enjoy separate from Krishna. That was his problem. So we still have this in the heart. So it will go through practice. But this complacency, it's the mind checking us all the time. We know the mind is saying, enjoy this, and we push it out. But the mind knows, if he pushes you enough of time, you're going to say yes. So he waits 1 or 2 months. It's called Poga Tyaga. Huh? And you're saying, oh, now I'm going to get up at 2 o'clock, I'm going to chant 16 rounds, 32 rounds, I'm going to do this. And then 3 months later, you don't get up for Mangalati. Huh? Prabhupada said, Poga Tyaga. Poga means enjoyment. So one who does Poga, he's a thief. Because he's enjoying something that not is his. And the Tyaga, he's renouncing, he's a lunatic. Because something who thinks it's not his, he's a lunatic. It doesn't belong to him in any case. It's like the poor man goes in the shopping center and says, I'm giving it all up. It doesn't belong to him. In any case, it doesn't belong to him. Our problem is we don't want to surrender. And this is still stronger now when we advance spiritually. It's there. That's why we're not surrendering. That's why Krishna says to Arjuna that you destroy the doubts that have arisen in your mind through the weapon of knowledge. You destroy them. That's why we have to come to class every day. And if you can't go because you're in the school, you have to listen to lectures. You do with Gopal Krishna Maharaj, for example, every time we travel, even on Sankirtan, we used to take him in our vans. It was 4 o'clock. He said, okay, take the cart, do Mangalati. Wherever you are, you do the temple program. You don't have to be in temples. But you have to practice the program given by Prabhupada. You do the so when you do this, you'll be protected. It's like a plane. It takes gas, it goes up, and then has to take gas again to stay up. So we used to call it, at that time, we used to have Walkmans. We don't have Walkmans anymore. But the example was, you charge for 4 hours the batteries, it works for 8 hours, you charge them again, then you go again. And that's the sandwich program Prabhupada gave us. And in the morning, you practice at night, and the day, you try to survive. And then you try to remember Krishna. So we have to take the tools. And then gradually we should be patient also. Everything will come in time. But if you're not patient, Prabhupada said the problem is we're not patient. We know everything now. It'll come. Even if it takes millions of lifetimes, it's going to come. Was it Mukunda Das that was rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who was it? And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he'll see him in millions of lifetimes, he was thinking, wow, millions of lifetimes. We're thinking millions of lifetimes. My gosh, he was so happy. So we have to understand, we did a very bad thing. We rejected Krishna. It's not Krishna's going to come, oh, he's chanting 16 rounds, let me go and take him. No, he cheated me so much. So he's waiting, he's protecting himself. It's like someone's been cheating you all the time. They say, hey, Prabhu, no problem, come. And you're thinking, whoa, 1 second, he's going to cheat me again. So let me test him. Let me send Maya testing him. And then I see, oh, he's doing good. Okay, now you come. So it's not going to happen overnight. We've been there for billions of years. We've done a great sin. One day I came back home, I had a black eye. You think my mother had to ask me what I was doing? She knew I was fighting. So when we come with these bodies in front of Krishna, do you think he doesn't know what it is? Yeah, you cheated me. That's why you have these bodies. So it's not going to happen overnight. It could happen overnight. Prabhupada said, in 1 second, you accept Krishna's God. How do you accept Krishna's God? Do everything Prabhupada asked you to do. And your guru asked you. If you do it all properly, you accept it, your envy is gone, you will realize Krishna immediately. But any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much. Radhishyam Prabhu ki? You brought all these people with you. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki.